It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to the WNO podcast, coming to you live from the secret lair of the Illuminati, the worldwide crime syndicate. Join me, as always, Corey Stockton on my left, Reed Connell celebrating over there, also on my left, in the back. New setup for the...
Wait.
I can't take my... This Boom. Is ridiculous.
We got our Illuminati logo over there, officially sponsored by the Illuminati, in case you didn't know it. Connor's got
now
the Thanos
bank.
Glove. Yeah. Making that big money. All right, Connor, to kick it off, let's do something funny. You've been posting these videos of me out there with the whiteboard saying stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me some funny comments. What are people saying about me? Tell me the meanest thing anybody said
the
about me.
The meanest thing? I think they said you were a dollar store Joe Ditka. Is that correct?
Joe Ditka?
Yeah.
It's a compliment.
Mike Ditka.
Mike Ditka. Oh, sorry, guys. I'm the worst. I'm a bad football fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got
that. That's the meanest that they got?
They said, stop it with the Illuminati trash, which first off...
This is someone who takes the Illuminati serious.
Yeah.
This is someone who's like, it's blasphemy that we're talking about
the
Illuminati.
Let's find out who that guy is.
they got Philip Rowe is here asking, where's the bump box?
Oh shit! It's in my office at the home, Philip. I'm gonna bring it. I'm gonna put it next to my CP voodoo doll next week. But we got a lot going on. We're a week and a half?
Wow.
Like 9 days from the Road to ADCC event going down next week. 6 matches, ADCC rules, first ADCC action since the 2019 ADCC World Champions. We're going to talk gambling today.
Hell yeah.
Corey's got the article on the site. You link it in the Discord?
Yeah, it's in the Discord. Go check it out. We'll be talking about those numbers.
So we'll be chatting with people in the Discord, the Flow Grappling YouTube. We talk gambling, a little degenerate gambling stuff, tell you how to lose your money. I went 4-5 last time. So, all right, Reed, what's going on with you?
Not much, man. Just hanging out, you know. Looking forward to Conor versus Dustin this weekend. My guy, Conor McGregor, about to KO Dustin Poirier.
Talking Conor McGregor.
Round one.
Not talking Texas State champion, Conor.
Not talking about Texas State champ. No.
Conor, what's going on online? Who's on there? What are they saying?
Man, Steve is here. GS is here, as usual. Jose Becerra is always here, man. Everyone's just joining in. Everyone thinks the Thanos hand is nice, so...
Steve
joining in from vacation.
Yeah,
dude. Shout out Steve. Shout out him. Where is he? Steve, drop where you are in the Utah.
He must have made some money on the last betting odds. And,
true.
That's baller shit with Steve. Look at him.
Put all that money on Craig Jones.
That's what we're talking about. Big money here. Steve, Illuminati member. All right, Conor.
That could be you.
Yeah.
Next month, you could be Steve. You could be on vacation.
So, what are we going to start? Let's start the main event and work our way down. What are these lines for the main event, Corey? What are we working with?
Main event. Kainan Duarte is the favorite, no surprise really, minus 280 versus Mateus Diniz, who is the plus 225 underdog. So for me, I think those odds could be a lot further, given the fact that Kainan's undefeated in his last 11.
I thought Kainan would have been like a plus 5 or minus 500 or something.
Yeah, and I mean, they can keep shifting, right? But I think Kainan is two weight classes, or at least at the last ADCC, was two weight classes heavier than Mateus. Both ADCC champs, but I think it's a really tight spread. It's a good chance to get your money in and win on Kainan.
Under 15 minutes is plus 300, so if you think there's going to be a tap, you get plus 300. I'm picking Kainan to tap him, so I mean, Kainan minus 280 and plus 300 in under 15 minutes. What are you thinking here, Reed?
I mean, it's hard for me to pick against Kainan here, man. So I think, he's just the guy right now. And I think Mateus has got a lot of prove if he wants to pick that number. I mean, plus 225 at Mateus, definitely, like you said, that's a good bet, too, if you want to throw some money around. But I like to see Kainan under 15 minutes. That's where I'll go.
Here's the thing about the under and about picking Kainan by submission, right, is –
What's Kainan by submission?
Kainan by submission is
plus
155, which seems like it's kind of high, right? But Mateus has only been submitted once in his career since 2015. Gordon Ryan, right? So a lot of people who have not been able to tap Mateus. I think that's especially true in the ADCC rule set where Mateus' game is.
I think Kainan's at that level, though. Yeah. I think Kainan's at that Gordon level. You know, we haven't seen Kainan Gordon since what was it, like 2018 or something? So it was quite a while ago. Kainan's a new guy these days. And I don't know. That might be a good bet because I think Kainan's right there with Gordon.
Conor, what are they saying online? Who are they betting on here?
We got, it looks like a slight majority for Kainan, and they're also letting me know that they're not going to let me go for the Joe Ditka thing. Joe Ditka, sorry guys, it's Mike Ditka. I'm the worst.
I still can't believe somebody in the Instagram comments was mad. Stop it with the Illuminati trash. Is this somebody who really takes it serious and they're like scared of the Illuminati?
I think they're the same people.
Quit provoking the Illuminati, Mike.
They wonder about the glasses. They still don't get the glasses thing, man. But we glued them on.
They're never gonna get it.
Yeah.
What's not to get? It's pretty complicated. I understand.
All right, just a person with sunglasses on. moving along, the co-main of the event of the evening. This match got some heat going into it. Craig and Hulk. We saw their trading shots online already. Craig saying some funny stuff about him. Hulk fired back today. I don't know if we posted that yet.
What did Hulk have to say?
Conor, did you post that yet? What Hulk's thing?
It is. I don't know if it's posted yet, but it's coming up soon. Give me 1 second.
Sorry, guys. Conor's having trouble posting stuff now. They only has one normal sized hand, but. Hulk said, I don't know, he fired back at Craig saying he beats people in his sleep or whatever. But Craig Jones, minus 225. Lucas Hulk Barboza, plus 180. So, Craig, I mean, This is what kind of favorite was Kynan?
Kynan was minus 280.
So Craig being almost the same like level of favorite as Kynan is sort of surprising to me. I mean, Hulk's gonna be a tough matchup for him in ADCC rules. Under 50 minutes, plus 225. Hulk's a tough guy to tap.
Yeah, that's right. It's just a good distinction to make that. It's ADCC rules here, not who's number one rules. So there's points.
I'm going to look up right now. When was the last time a Hulk was? All right, Corey, what do you think about these lines?
So one thing that we brought up on the last episode that I don't think we ever got clarification on, Hulk has not been submitted via heel hook. I think on top of that, really interesting to see that despite the fact that Craig Jones is a favorite here, he's typically way more of a favorite, right? If we look at his last three matches, he's typically minus 400, minus 500, minus 600. So this is, I think, as close a match as he's gotten. Part of that might have to do with the rule set.
What was he for tie?
I think he started at like minus 375, but it climbed up very quickly.
So the odds do change, huh?
Yeah, and they're going to keep fluctuating. I'd say by the end of this, Craig Jones will probably be a minus 400 favorite. Guessing, but I think that right now in the article I mentioned, if you are looking to cash in on Craig Jones, now is the time because those odds are going to shift. I don't see Craig leaving as less than a minus 300 favorite here.
Yeah, okay, so I looked it up. Hulk's only been tapped five times out of his 38 losses, five submissions. The last one was Felipe Andrew. Remember that one? Forgot about that one. Triangle Armbar, Third Coast, Kumite,
Third
four.
Coast. Yeah, jeez.
But he doesn't get tapped very often. What are you going with here, Corey? What's your pick?
I'll take Craig straight up at minus 225 all day. I don't think any of the other bets jump out as me as something that I'd be willing to put money on because I don't know how this match is going to go. The ADCC rule set really changes things and I think really puts the ball in Hulk's court.
Absolutely, with the wrestling and everything. I mean, we saw Craig was wrestling against Ty, but I mean, Hulk's a little bit bigger. How do you think? Do you think Craig could take down Hulk?
I mean, he's definitely improving his wrestling, Craig. He's definitely working on his wrestling. But, man, Hulk's so physical. I don't know. I think Hulk's a good dog here for sure to put some money on. You know, you're not going to win some huge money. But just with the ADCC rules, Hulk's so savvy. Hulk's so hard to take down. You watch his matches at ADCC. You know, even Gordon had a hard time taking Lucas down, taking him to the mat. So, you know, I think, I don't know, it's just going to be a tough rule set for Craig to pull out a points victory here. I think his best chance, really, is to win by submission, which I like that bet as well. But I don't know, I think Hulk's a pretty solid bet here, just because of the ADCC rule set and everything.
To my man Joe Ditka in the back, the Illuminati station. What's going on back there? What are they saying?
Man, we got a lot of people thinking Craig Jones is going to take it, but I guess the real question that they're having is, will Craig take the negative one pull, or is he going to wrestle the whole time? Which we kind of talked
about. He's going to wrestle.
Yeah?
I think so. I mean, he wrestled in his last match against Ty.
Now's the time to try to wrestle.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, it's road to ADCC, you know, doesn't quite have the same implications as the ADCC World Championships. Like, now's the time to work the wrestling in an ADCC scenario. I think Craig understands that. I think he'll wrestle.
I think it's a real strategic error, too, to pull guard against Hulk. I mean, there are people you pull guard against. Hulk is not one of them. Especially, like I've said, in this rule set, I think Hulk is very good at staying on top and doing enough to keep himself on top. And you know,
hey, Hulk gets tired too. You know, remember the Cyborg match there at what was that? It was like the Nogi Grand Prix a couple years ago.
That's right.
Remember,
Tyler, we're gonna keep talking about this, but Tyler, can you pull up my article about Craig from yesterday, where we have the quotes of Craig talking about Hulk? All right, go on, Reed.
Also, if we can get a side-by-side picture of Mike Ditka and Mike Hollywood Mike.
With a baseball bat.
Great, too. No, I just was saying, yeah, he gets tired. You know, we saw him get tired against Cyborg there. Cyborg came on late. I think Craig will be it'll be good on him to try to push the pace. It's a 20-minute match. You know, both these guys are going to get tired if it goes that way. You know, so hopefully Craig can push the pace, you know, down the line, and who knows what can happen there late.
I'm going to send Tyler that article. You sent it to him? Yeah, I want to show those quotes because there's some funny stuff.
Craig is so sharp, man. Who's better than Craig? Nobody.
Oh, Steve is actually so predicting fun. The accidental takedown. That's what they're calling it on this one. Two people in the chatter can
like they think Craig's going to give up a takedown on purpose.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah, Craig did it in the ADCC finals versus Mateus Denise. Certainly, he shot in for a takedown and then
here's the first quote.
If we can pull that up. Gordon instigated an incredible rivalry between DDS and Otto. Should I do this in Australian accent? Who's got an Australian accent?
You got it.
He then retired due to stomach issues, leaving me to deal with the angry Atos wrath. All right. Fair enough. Gordon started it. Now Craig's got to finish it. He just goes in, man.
He just goes in completely. He's so good at this.
First opponent I picked was Ronaldo. I picked him because he never competes in no-gi. Second opponent was Ty. I picked him because he was a teenager. Sadly, the slippery little bastard was a handful. It sure was. I've been known to face women and children. The next logical choice was the elderly. Josh Hanger, jeez. Sadly, he's declined the match, and I've been forced to face Lucas Barbosa. What's the next quote? There's one more quote, I think. Hulk is an incredible athlete. He is a guy that can literally beat world-class competition with his eyes closed. All right, what do you guys think about Craig's quotes here? Always Craig, coming through.
What a legend. I think he managed to barb every single member of Atos in a single article. Wow, impressive performance there from Craig.
Yeah, he just like I wonder how much time or how much time he spent developing the skill to just be this sharp and this quick-witted and yet still make it funny enough that nobody can really be insulted by it, right?
Just laughing, yeah.
Did you see last night, you guys watch The Ultimate Fighter when he tried to fist bump Brian Ortega?
What happened?
And Brian Ortega just completely left him hanging.
Oh.
And on TV, too. Yeah, that's pretty rough.
That's the new rivalry.
Brian Ortega. The best bet I've seen so far would probably be Kynan to win. I feel pretty confident with that one. All right, moving on along. What's the next match here?
We got Mikey Musumeci and Gio Martinez.
Wait, did you make a bet pick for that one? You said Kynan?
I said that was the best pick that I've seen so far is Kynan to win.
Did you make a bet pick Craig Hulk?
Craig, what's Craig to win? -225. Craig by submission, but I'm going to say Craig wins by submission, so I'm going to go Craig by submission +125.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to pick Craig to just win because I think if he wins, he's going to win by sub.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Jones by submission +125 is smarter than Craig -225.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, Gio and Mikey.
Two
card carrying members of the Discord Horde. Connor, why don't you explain what the Discord Horde is? Something that you and your friends have started up online.
Yeah, Discord Horde. So some people have already joined in on the Discord. I'm going to drop the link in the chat in just a second. But if you guys are members of the community and want a shout out on the Who's Number One chat, anything like belt promotions, competition wins, upcoming competitions, vacations to Abu Dhabi with O Steve, whatever you guys got, just drop it in the Discord Horde channel, and you may get a chance for a shout out from Hollywood Mike. So,
Steve's in Abu Dhabi?
No,
I'm just gonna make it up.
I was like, damn.
Nobody said anything funny today?
No, they're not on their game today. I'm sorry, they're not doing our jobs for
funny
us.
Funny things.
Yeah, I haven't said anything funny either, so I can't complain. Up next, we got Gio and Mikey. Take it away, Corey.
Yeah, let's talk about Gio and Mikey. Mikey is the -500 favorite yet again, an insanely high favorite, especially given that he has never competed in ADCC rules.
That surprised me that he's a bigger favorite than Kynan, considering he's given up the size. Gio's an ADCC vet, Mikey's not. I mean, Mikey, it's a big question mark. Is he going to take the -1, right?
For sure, yeah. And I think there's a lot of strategic play going into if he takes the -1. Does Gio just tie him up and hold him in that position and kind of just pick his shots and never – I mean, Gio is great at putting people in positions they've never seen before.
Do you think this is influenced by – do you think the bookies saw Mikey on the Discord saying he's figured out what to do if people kick him in the balls? Do you think that swung the line a little bit?
I mean
– Definitely. Definitely. 100%. Look at this. Martinez by submission, +600. No love.
I'm surprised that this – I would have thought that this would have been a closer line than Mateus Kynan. I mean, Gio's got the size. I mean, Mikey's probably going to pull and take the -1, I'd imagine. I don't know. What are you thinking here, Corey?
It's a really tough match to call. I would say for me, the smart pick here is under 15 minutes if you're going to pick Mikey. Right, because if you pick Mikey straight up, it's -500. There's no profit in that, basically. Right, if you think Mikey's gonna win, he's most likely gonna win by submission. At under 15 minutes, you at least get the cash in on the +225. That being said, we've seen a lot of Gio on the Who's Number One stage in ADCC. He's been submitted, I think, 3 times or less since 2015. So tough guy to tap. For all the reasons we mentioned, right? He's very position savvy and incredibly flexible, incredibly bendy.
Man, it's obviously hard always to pick against Mikey Musumeci there, but I think just because of how close kind of like the last match with Juni was, you know, I think there's a realm where if that was ADCC rules, who knows like what would have happened there. Obviously, it would have been a different match, but I think plus 385, a little too enticing to pass up, especially just the ADCC rules. You're going to have 10 minutes, no points, 10 minutes with points. Who knows? Mikey might pull guard, get the negative, then all Gio has to do is kind of ride it out. I don't know. That Gio plus 385, you know, that one's looking pretty good.
All right, I'm going to kick it around to everybody. Does Mikey take the negative? I'm saying yes. Mikey pulls guard immediately. What are you thinking, Corey?
We've seen a lot of his top game. We haven't seen any of his wrestling. I can't think of a time that I've seen Mikey not pull immediately. So, yeah, I think he takes the negative. But I think he's a little bit less reluctant to come up against Gio than he was against Juni. He mentioned in his post-match interview he wanted to come up, right? And he just, yeah. You know, if Juni was playing top, he didn't want to fight him for that position. I think in this match he will fight for top position if he gets the opportunity.
Yeah, because I think, you know, Gio might not concede that, or definitely won't concede that, especially with there's points on the line. Yeah, I think Mikey definitely probably pulls here. What do you think, Connor?
You guys ever heard of the flying squirrel? I think
the wrestling?
Yep, I think Mikey Musumeci hits a flying squirrel off the bat, and that's how he's going to end it. Lock it up.
Is that what you hit in the Texas State Championship?
Yeah, it's my super move.
Your signature move?
Mm-hmm. That guy mm-hmm. hit it, I think, from Oak Park. that was like, it was a famous technique. All right, what are they saying online? These people, they chat with Gio, they chat with Mikey. Which side are they taking?
Surprisingly, it's actually a little bit more of a 50-50 split than I originally thought, but there's quite a few people thinking that if Mikey pulls, then this one's going to Gio.
What if Mikey just comes out and hits like a super, like a sick super duck or like a sick, like high crotch? Just
land
like,
drop. Like, land drop.
Fucking throws Gio on the head. Yeah. Like, what?
Well, then I think we give him the Discord belt. Whatever, we make a new Discord belt, he gets it.
Mikey might have some tricks on the feet. We don't know. Mikey, I think, came up in the MMA gym Nagas circuit.
That's how he's so tough, man.
Yeah, so yeah. It's like he's probably got some takedowns. Probably hasn't done them in a while, but yeah, this will be interesting. But, I mean, that makes me hesitant to bet on Mikey just because under these rules, if you take that negative, now you're playing from behind and you got to sweep. And not only just sweep, you got to sweep in a particular way where you come up and put them on their back. I mean, I picked Mikey to take the back neck last week. So, I mean, I still wouldn't want to bet a minus 500 against a vet like Gio.
But the Juni match, I feel like, really opened up everybody's eyes, I think, to this match. Maybe how it might be a little closer than people kind of originally thought. Just how well Juni did in those leg-locking exchanges showed that maybe Mikey does have a little bit to learn there, and Gio's been in those situations for so many years already, so he might have an advantage. A lot of question marks.
You picked against Mikey this time, Corey?
Hey, yeah, I can never pick against Mikey.
No, Corey always picks against him, right?
As far as betting lines go?
Yeah, as far as betting lines go.
I think in this, the safest bet is to take Mikey by submission.
But if you want to win some money...
How much is Mikey by submission?
Plus 175.
When's the last time Gio got tapped? I don't like this. I'm not betting on this match. I don't bet on any of them, but I wouldn't bet on that match. All right, moving on down the card. What's next?
Nikki and Dante, which I think is my favorite line of the night, my favorite underdog of the night. Nikki Ryan is the favorite here, minus 250. Dante Leon is the underdog against Nikki Ryan at plus 200. This is if I'm putting money on any match next Saturday night, it's this one on Dante all day.
Yeah. Yeah, Dante does have just a great opportunity to win this match. So, you know, Nikki hasn't had the best, you know, results on the ADCC stage, so he's certainly susceptible to losses. Dante has looked great on the ADCC stage. So, yeah, a little bit surprising, to be honest.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because it's like Nikki, both times we've seen him compete at ADCC, he was a 66-kilogram teenager. You know, now he's 20 years old. He's a grown man. He's competing up at 77 kilograms. He's going against Dante, though. Dante took fourth at the last ADCC, beat Lucas Lepre. Dante's a little bit older, a little bit more experienced. Like, even if Nikki's going to be the favorite, I would have thought it'd been a little bit closer here where, like, one guy was minus 125, one guy was plus 125 mm-hmm, or something. But mm-hmm. Dante plus 200 seems like a good line for a vet like Dante, an established person like Dante. I mean, if it's just a positional thing, just based off their past, I think Dante could edge him out a little bit. I mean, he probably wants to stay out of the leg entanglements with Nikki. But, I mean, what, Nikki by subs? Only
Leon by submissions plus 450?
Nikki by sub is only plus 110. The bookies are calling Nikki to smoke Dante. Like, only plus 110 for Nikki by submission?
Dang.
Like, they're saying Nicky is more likely to win by sub than Dante is to just win.
I mean, like, they say that, like, that Nicky's like a shoe-in to win by submission, basically.
And I just, like, I believe it could happen, right? I just don't see it given, you know, he struggled to submit Gabriel Almeida. He struggled to get much going against PJ Barch.
Yeah.
Nicky is very good, right? Nicky's one of the best out there. But
I mean, he submitted Tony Ramos, don't forget. So.
But we just, until we see it, I have a hard
submission in Who's Number One History.
The quickest submission in Who's Number One History.
Guinness World Record holder.
Yeah.
Connor, what's going on online? What do you think about this Nicky and Dante lines?
I think everyone's betting the house on Dante Leon. It's good odds. You can't blame him.
I wouldn't say bet the house. Bet your house.
At least one or two paychecks.
You need your house.
At least one or two paychecks for sure.
I mean, I think Dante seems like a safe bet here, but it's like, let's not get it twisted. I think Dante deserves from his credentials to be the favorite, but I would not be surprised if Nicky Ryan wins the match. I'll put it like that. I'm just surprised that Dante is not the favorite in the lines.
Bet the house.
Mikey K in the Discord server says he's going to win a pair of Gucci shades on this bet.
Who said that?
Mikey K.
Mikey K. Yeah. All right.
Official sponsor of the
Dante's
podcast.
Is
Dante in the Discord? Does he ever
He was in there one time, I think.
Yeah, he's in there?
Yeah. Basically, almost everybody on this card has been in there at one point or another. All right, moving on down.
Liz Clay, Anna Carolina.
Wow.
This is tough one to call.
Liz Clay is the favorite at -250. Anna Carolina, the underdog, +200. Both have some ADCC experience. Liz Clay only in the trials. She won the trials when she was 15 years old, right? But she got injured and could not attend. Anna Carolina, ADCC back in maybe 2013. I can't remember offhand.
She won the trials at 15?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
15. Freshman in high school.
Yeah, she beat some good girls that year, too, I remember. She was killing it. It kind of came out of nowhere, too. But, man, hard for me to pick against Liz Clay here. You know, she's just been on fire, that new generation. Clay by submission is, what, +100?
It's crazy. I mean, it's only put, yeah.
Vieira by submission +400. What is it? Under 15 +200. I don't know. I don't really see much of a bet here, to be honest.
Yeah, same. I like Liz by submission, but it's like I'm not going to take it by submission with only +100.
Yeah.
I got to say what jumps out to me because of that is under 15 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
+200,
under,
right?
Yeah, I guess.
Under 15 minutes is a better bet than by submission because, like, if you're going to take Clay by submission, it's only +100, but that would fall under 15 minutes as well, where you can double up your money at +200. And if Anna Carolina happens to get a sub, you win that one. So, but yeah, under 15 minutes, +200 would be the move, probably, if you're going to take one.
The issue I see in betting this line is the wrestling and the rules are, again, a big component of this match. And typically we see Liz Clay pull guard, work her way underneath, and start to bounce back and forth between omoplata, gogoplata setups, and heel hooks and leg attacks. If she's not willing to take the -1, that could delay that submission for, you know, a little bit longer than we might expect.
What did she do when she won the trials? What was that, before 2017? Do we have those matches? Like,
yeah.
What did she do? Did she pull guard? Did she
wrestle? I'm pretty sure she was a guard player during that. I remember she fought Heather Raftery, I believe, maybe in like the finals or semifinals. I remember that match. She pretty much kind of blew everybody out of the water back in 2015, too, from what I remember.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, she has been, Liz Clay, I think, is the bet here. She has just been working towards winning ADCC since she was, you know, 13, 14 years old. And Anna Caroline didn't have a great showing at the last ADCC. I think this is Liz Clay's time to shine, whether it's under 15 minutes or just straight out Liz Clay. I think that's the bet, to be honest.
Yeah, I'd say under 15. All right, let's go. We got one match left?
Yeah, let's hear what the Discord has to say.
Yeah, Discord. What are they saying?
They're discussing how Clay is probably one of the most dominant women in the women's division. They're pretty much all on board. They think Elizabeth Clay is going to sweep this one. From YouTube to Discord, everyone.
The first match of the night is maybe the one I'm most excited for. Nicky Dante is pretty fiery. Actually, there's a bunch of good ones, but Roberto Dante is a great way to start it off, right? This could be a main event. You know this thing's going to be exciting. I don't know if you can count their old matches. They fought when Roberto was like a green belt or some shit, but it's like
they're kids.
Yeah, they're black belts. They're highest level now.
This is the big stage now.
Corey,
what
are the lines here?
Wiltie is the slight favorite, -155. Roberto +120, the underdog. I think the lines are close and reasonably close. I don't know what to think.
This is the closest lines on any of the matches, right?
Yeah,
it's the only ones that was minus under 200, plus under 200.
Right, and I think. I think they should be this close because
yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen? I think what's going to happen in this match is chaos for 8 to 10 minutes, and then the match is going to be over. That being said, I think that the over 15 minutes is juicy, but it's minus 300, so kind of untouchable, right? Or, sorry, that's the under 15 minutes is plus 225.
I could see this going to a sub. These guys both get after it.
Right, and one thing I pointed out writing this article, both of them in their losses have a submission percentage greater than 50%. So more than half the matches they've lost, they've been submitted.
Mm. They go all out.
Right.
Go out on the shield. Yeah, great match. Andrew, I think, is a favorite here. It's a testament to him just kind of like surging right now. He's just riding that momentum. He's been killing it on the Who's Number One stage, back-to-back submissions. So that's definitely a testament that he's coming into his own on these big stages. And, you know, it's been a little while since we've seen Roberto. Took a little bit of a break after some of his Who's Number One matches and things. So a little bit of question mark about kind of what shape he's going to be coming in, how he's going to look. But, you know, if we know anything about Roberto, he's going to come in looking like a killer. These guys, yeah, like you said, it's going to be, you know, two cats kind of like going after each other, trying to kill each other. What do you got? Wiltsy by submission is plus 175. Jimenez by submission is plus 250.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Roberto can tap anybody anytime.
For real. Yeah. He can tap anybody in a blink of an eye.
Joe Dicka, get a marker ready. Get a marker. We're gonna put the Hollywood Mike parlay up on the board, all right?
I was wondering parlay was. Yeah.
Bring it.
Right next to the Illuminati symbol.
All right.
Hollywood Mike's
parlay.
Like, yeah. Let's see if you know how to spell parlay right.
Ooh, let's see
how your handwriting looks.
All right, Connor or Corey, go up to the top match, and I'll start from the top.
Hollywood Mark.
I'm gonna do one from every match.
It's gonna be a six match parlay. Damn.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Kynan minus 280. Oh no, you know what? I'll get crazy. Kynan by submission plus 155.
Parlay. Jesus.
P A R L A Y.
Thank you.
T F S.
AY.
I don't know why you're writing diagonal. You got to put stuff underneath this.
All right.
First one, Duarte by submission, plus 155.
Duarte, sub 155.
Next match going on down the line. I'm going to say over 15 minutes, minus 300. Over 15 minutes is minus 300. All right, I'll say Craig wins, minus 225.
Craig, minus 225.
No, I'll say no. Craig by sub, plus 125. I'm getting crazier.
A lot of subs.
Yeah.
Plus 125.
Keep going on down.
Boom.
All right, this one, what did I say here? Mikey by points. Shit. I'll say over 15, minus 275.
Mikey, over 15?
Nobody to win. Just goes the distance.
Gotcha.
Minus 275. What do we got? Nikki and Dante. Dante plus 200.
Dante plus 200.
Just to win by points. Elizabeth Clay.
Under 15.
Matches under 15 plus 200.
Okay.
It's not Elizabeth to win. It's just under 15 plus 200. Final one. What did I say?
How much room do I got here on the screen?
You got a lot of room. Don't worry about it.
Cool.
It's just under 15. It's not Clay. And then the last one here, I'll go Wiltsy by points, minus 155. All right, so these are my bets. You ready?
Tyler, Wiltsy 155?
Yeah. Tyler, put me up and Connor both on the screen.
All right, let me get out of your way for the...
All right, so these are what we got going. The Hollywood Mike Parlay of the week.
Man, this is...
Kynan by sub, plus 155. Craig by sub, plus 125. Over 15 for... That's Mikey Gio, right? Minus 275. All right. Seems sort of crazy. Dante plus 200. Under 15 for Elizabeth Clay, plus 200. Wiltsy just winning by points, plus 155.
I really underestimated how much board space I had.
Wait. Read them off again. I want to get your...
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to see what
this is what we're going to do. Duarte by sub.
Uh-huh.
Plus
155. All right. Then we got Craig by sub, plus 125. This is a 16 parlay. This is gonna pay out some money. Over 15 minutes, minus 275.
Boom.
Dante is plus 200.
There you go.
The next one is, what is that?
Under 15, plus 200.
Plus 200 again.
I may have written it wrong.
And then Wiltsy is what? Wiltsy's minus 155.
No, plus 155.
No, he's minus. He was the favorite. Connor's just got it wrong.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Not anymore, I don't.
$100 bet payout is...
Hell yeah.
11,500 and change.
Woo! There you go. There you got it. You just bet $100.
So write that down. To win. To win $11,500.
That'd be a good night of watching jiu-jitsu, huh? Come up 11 grand.
I would like jiu-jitsu a lot more if I won $1,100.
Get to an OSD vacation.
Connor's got it on the board back there. All right.
What do you... Is there like a... Can we figure out how much you lose, or is it just...
You put $100
just putting $100 on each.
Yeah, no, you don't lose $11,000.
Well, I want you to lose something, Mike. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get some. Let's like Ethan Krelliston shaved head situation. You know.
I already got a shaved head, so I don't know what to do. What else you guys want to talk about before we get out of here? Connor, what's new with you? Anything new in your life?
New in my life?
Yeah.
I mean, a few things. Give me one second. I can't use my right ear for AirPods anymore at all. The cauliflower ear hardened, so I'm officially a real purple belt.
I was at a 4th of July party over the weekend.
How'd it go?
Yeah, it was fun, man. It was good, yeah. And but I told the Connor wallet story.
Legendary
big
story.
Hit, yeah. Big hit at the party. Everybody loved the story. So if you guys need a good story at your parties, feel free to tell this story about your friend Connor. Nobody could believe it. And I said, yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's that dumb. I swear to God. You know, someone in the Discord chat already has renamed themselves Joe Ditka. Like, immediately. Yeah.
All right, Corey, anything new with you?
Nothing. Buying a house.
Ooh,
Congratulations, buying a house.
See, we're all wasting all our money gambling on jiu-jitsu and Corey's saving it all.
How do you think I'm paying for the house? if I don't win the Hollywood Mike parlay, house gone.
House gone?
Just wait till we start doing fake matches like Keenan and Hinger were saying apparently on their podcast.
What about you, Mike? Is Green Mike still around?
Yeah, Green Tea
What's,
Mike.
You still on the... Health
yeah,
picks.
I've been living healthy. I think I'm becoming boring, though, that I'm becoming healthy. It's like, I'm waking up at 5 a.m., going to the gym, swimming Whoa. Laps and running and shit, trying to eat healthy, you know?
You're going
to
get swole.
What are you eating? Anything good? Kale?
Bunch of bullshit. Yeah, I've been making kale shakes in the morning, packing my lunch. It's just, don't do it.
Terrible.
While you're young. And Connor, take my advice, young man.
Sir.
Do as much unhealthy shit as you can while you still can, all right?
You got it,
Once bud. You get to my age, it's all the fun's all over.
You can always reset the universe by just...
I just give him a little snap. If I figure out how to snap in this thing, I'm sorry.
All right.
That's great advice to end on, though.
Yeah, don't break that thing. I paid $10,000 for that thing. All right, next week, regular schedule. We got Wednesday.
Fight week
next week. We're going to the press conference on Friday. I think next week I'm going to have to get some super creatine, some B vitamins.
Because event's on Saturday, remember, not Friday this time. Event is on Saturday,
July 17th, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Am I correct, Connor?
Correct.
Just 6 matches, no free prelims this time. And then after that, we're going to start rolling out the Who's Number One Championships athlete announcements. That's going to be exciting. New Daisy Fresh is out on the site. Anything else going on that we got to tell people about?
Daisy Fresh? Nope. I think we got everything covered.
All right, take it easy. God bless you all.